title of the message today is, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more important than the food, and than food, and the body more important than clothes? What Jesus is saying here is that God will provide for all our needs. God gave us life. If God gave us life, then why wouldn't He provide us with the things we need to survive? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? God feeds the birds of the air and gives them everything they need to survive. So why wouldn't He do the same for us? Aren't we more important than they? And why do you worry about clothes? See the lilies of the field? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. God covers the lilies of the field, so why wouldn't He clothe us? He's already shown us. He has. I don't think there's anybody here that's not wearing clothes. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Now, isn't that comforting? God knows the plans He has for us, and He says He's going to prosper us and not harm us. He's going to give us hope and a future. So what do we have to worry about? Absolutely nothing. God always provides for us. Always, always, always. He gives us everything we need and nothing less. So we should be happy. Here's 10 reasons why. Number 10, God provides us with food and water. Number 9, God provides us with clothing. Number 8, God is always watching over us. Number 7, God has shown us His love. Number 6, God has given us loving friends and family. Number 5, God always fulfills His promises. Number 4, I'm preaching today. Just kidding. God listens and responds to all of our prayers. Number 3, God gave us His one and only Son. Number 2, God forgives us from our sins. The number one reason we should be happy is God provides us with a way to eternal life through Jesus Christ. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We should seek God's kingdom before anything else, and we shouldn't worry about things of this life, because through Jesus we can all live perfectly in God's kingdom. When we worry, we should remember that God's will is for us to abound in His love, and in His love there is no worry. So don't worry, be happy.